you have any questions? Yes.
Okay, I know this happened before. It's like my arm has steering. I mean, I have that problem too, but it hasn't been bothering me. It's just like when you're tapping, I feel knives almost going up and down it. It pinched back here really bad.
Did it move, or is it still?
It moved a little with that last one, but it's still. But it was
stirred
really,
up.
Intense.
Mm-hmm. And that is called a healing crisis. So when you get, well, it is. So think of this. Mm-hmm. If you've been eating an American diet and you decide to eat really healthy, what happens? You get sick. You get diarrhea, your skin erupts, you feel horrible. If you've not been working out and you suddenly start exercising, what happens? It feels awful. Your muscles hurt. You can't breathe. Sweating doesn't feel good. There's this space releasing the old stuck energy before you get to the good part. So whenever you're tapping, even if it's not so clearly on target, you can have old stuff moving. As long as you're feeling something moving, you're doing good work.
So all this pain back here is good.
It means that it's still stored in your body. The memory of the pain is still there. Now, here's the other thing with tapping. It wouldn't come up to your attention unless it was receiving something.
Okay?
Because believe me, these bodies store pain. Think about it. However many years you've been in a human body, you've had a lot of stuff happen to it. You've had stubbed toes. You've bumped into things. You've been smacked around. You've been in car wrecks. You've fallen out of trees. You've tripped in your own house. I mean, these bodies actually store physical memory. So sometimes certain tappings will bring that out. Okay? So keep seeing how that feels as we go.